And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 15th of March, 2011. 1956, on this day, the musical My Fair Lady opened on Broadway, starring Julie Andrews and Rex Harrison, based on the play Pygmalion by George Bernard Shaw, who had died in 1950, and so he was powerless to prevent Alan J. Lerner and Frederick Lowe from changing his story. George Bernard Shaw was sure that Eliza would have married the young man, Freddie, and not Henry Higgins. But the musical leaves you believing that she would go with Henry Higgins, that is. It's the birthday of the biographer Richard Ellman, born in Highland Park, Michigan, 1918, went to Yale, studied literature, started to write his dissertation on William Butler Yeats, and then World War II broke out. He enlisted. He was stationed in London. He took a leave to go visit Dublin. He met the widow of Yeats, Georgie Yeats, and she told him all sorts of stories about her late husband and opened up his study, his bookcase, all his manuscripts, his letters, his journals, which led to Ellman's biography, Yeats, The Man and the Masks. It came out in 1948. 11 years later, he published his biography, James Joyce, which won the National Book Award. Anthony Burgess called it the greatest literary biography of the century. And just before Richard Ellman died, he finished his last great biography, Oscar Wilde, in which he wrote, "Of all writers, Wilde was perhaps the best company. Always endangered, he laughs at his plight, and on his way to the loss of everything, jollies society for being so much harsher than he is, so much less graceful, so much less attractive." Here's a poem for today by Michael Heffernan, The Art of Self-Defense. Another day's stint in the free world begins here in the donut shop, standing in line, wondering how many cheese Danish and apple fritters as well as donuts I should buy, while the creamy girls in their summer dresses are licking their profiteroles. I see myself as a boy in the summer of 1953, salting sliced tomatoes with my grandfather in the white shirt he wore. The kitchen was big and sweet. The breeze from the electric fan swung by us and away. The oilcloth on the table was cool and slick. The leaves of the tree of heaven dappled the sill. In line in the donut shop is a man in a straw hat between a woman in pigtails and a boy with large eyes. Gramps was a boxer in his younger days, semi-professional. He watched the Wednesday night fights on our TV. In his last autumn, he taught me to box. He set up punching bags in his basement. He taped newspapers to the windows. He named me Spike. He got me to shadow box next to the coal bin. He kept me at it hard till it felt like forever. When the time came, he arranged a bout with Mike Donnelly from down the street. Mike struck the top of my head at once, and down I came. He helped me up from the floor and went home. I was 11. I wasn't fast or clever. This was the autumn after the summer they fried the Rosenbergs. Gramps walked me down to the corner to get the free press. The photograph showed their bodies on the front page. He tugged my hand and kept me from seeing it. We mark these solitudes throughout our lives. This is not simply about things as they are. This is about donuts, profiteroles, and straw hats. Things cannot be as they are in this country. A poem by Michael Heffernan, The Art of Self-Defense, from At the Bureau of Divine Music, published by Wayne State University Press, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 1-800-555-8733. Produced by our technical director, Thomas Schweitzer. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.